B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
More than 2,000 medically preserved fetal remains were found on the property of a doctor who operated a clinic in Indiana and died earlier this month.
Jeez.
The sheriff's office says the family of Dr. Ulrich Klopfer reported finding the remains while they were sorting through his personal belongings. He died on September 3rd. The family's attorney requested that the coroner's office provide proper 2,246 medically preserved fetal remains.
Yeah, they're saying he's like a Gosnell type of guy.
I don't know who Gosnell is.
The local guy, the abortionist, or he was doing the same thing.
Oh, that dude,
say he's on that level.
Mm-hmm. Authorities add that the family is fully cooperating. There is no evidence that medical procedures were performed on his property. He had operated a South Bend abortion clinic, and he closed it down in 2016 after an investigation revealed the clinic did not comply with Indiana state law and lost its license.
That Gosnell guy, his first name is Kermit.
I know. Right? The most beloved character. Right? Muppet.
Yeah. A homeowner rushed out into his front yard to stop a bulldozer that was destroying his home at the time. Mm. The man, Taylor Parker, said that he was in the shower when he heard what seemed like an earthquake. He said, "You can't fathom that somebody just went through your house. It doesn't seem real. It basically felt like an earthquake. The whole house was shaking for a good 20, 25 seconds. The bulldozer driver was supposed to be doing work at another home down the street. He said, "I got my towel on, I ran out my front door, and all I see is a bulldozer tearing up my yard and went through the house." He said, "I flagged the guy to stop, jumped in front, basically yanked him out. Fortunately, no one was hurt." Parker said that his two kids were at school at the time. He doesn't have an estimate on how much the damage will cost. Parker said the driver took the bulldozer to the back of the house several times as well, and police responded to the scene. They said they didn't know why the bulldozer ended up at Parker's home. Officers gave the bulldozer driver a blood test, and I don't know the results of that.
"All I did was get out of the shower."
He was, yes, and he ran out.
"All I did was get out of the shower."
Do you have the other one, too?
"I just got out of the shower. I just got out of the shower.
Are you crazy?
I just got out of the shower.
Are you crazy?"
Oh, man.
Can I break in really quickly, Preston?
Yeah.
A few Money Shark problems are happening, so I suggest that if you'd like to enter for the $1,000, just go to WMMR.com or the WMR app.
All righty, then. Yeah, I'll need to find out what that's all about. Are they trying to text and it's not working, the short code?
Yeah, they're just getting a bounce back. So if you go to the website, it'll work.
Okay. Are you crazy?
Or you can use the MMR app as well, so you can do that.
Or just not participate. Call it a draw.
Mm. Try again at 11.
Here's a follow-up story. The newborn twins are fine, but not so for the world's oldest parents. Both are in the intensive care unit.
Oh, boy.
Remember the story from last
week?
Yeah,
I do.
The couple from India, both in their 70s, had created an international stir when their baby girls, conceived through a donor egg and delivered by cesarean section, arrived full term and healthy. Well, as the new parents, they remain in an Indian ICU with controversy. New controversy is whirling in the already ethically suspect case. The doctor who handled the pregnancy is insisting that he was tricked into believing that the mom was in her 60s. He said it was only
She was only 60.
Only by chance, after she had conceived, that her husband let out accidentally to one of the nurses her real age, the doctor told the Times of London. He said, "I was livid." So the mom, Aramati Mangayama, has been in intensive care since the delivery. The dad, Raha Rao, on the other hand, started out strong, but a day later he collapsed from a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And he remains in the ICU. Doctors are not releasing information on their illnesses except to say both are stable.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the twins, who have yet to be named, are actually putting on weight nicely. They're doing well.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Bizarre story. Hey, it should be in... Oh, wait, it is.
Three people have been taken to the hospital after a famed Brisbane riverboat crashed into a jetty and had its floor split in half, and that's not all. So the Kookaburra Queen II vessel had been completing a journey with 60 people on board when it crashed into the pier, splintering its outer railing and floor level. In the commotion caused by the damages, a woman fell through the cracks created in the floor and landed on the lap of a fellow passenger who was in her 70s who was sitting on the toilet at the time.
thank you, God.
And landed on her. Other passengers then said they rushed up to help the two women after the fall. While police are now investigating the cause of the crash, it has since confirmed that the skipper who had been driving the boat was working his first day on the job, by the way.
It's amazing no one died.
Yeah, it is. A Miami-Dade woman who feuded with neighbors after she allegedly refused to cover up or close her blinds while hanging out in her home fully nude is accused of fatally shooting one of the neighbors. Taquana Washington was arrested Wednesday on charges of second-degree murder. The charges stem from the shooting that happened near her home. Earlier in the day, she had been involved in an argument with neighborhood children over her being fully nude with her window and blinds open. Washington had refused to close the blinds or put on clothing, even as the children played in an open field next to her window. After Washington refused to close the blinds, the unidentified victim sprayed dog repellent at her through the window screen, and that's when Washington grabbed a gun and fired two shots at the victim through the window, hitting her once in the back, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene.
It seems like both parties handled this the right way.
Right. The firearm was never recovered. Washington was questioned and released pending further investigation. Police haven't said what ultimately led to her arrest, but she is currently being held.
We've had stories like this before, and I forget if it's goes by each separate jurisdiction or what the story is. If you're in your house and you're naked and you're visible from the street, in general, are you breaking the law if you're on your own premises? I mean, I would imagine if you're visible, you can't be stark naked. Right, standing at the edge of your property line, like across from a school, right?
It depends. Yeah, it depends. There are people that are allowed to, for whatever the rules are in their community, they can, you know, work in their garden naked if they want to or not.
I think there has to be some sort of
I'm not really sure.
Boundary situation.
One last story. A lightning bolt has killed 23 cows after it hit one and then traveled along a metal fence and the others were standing next to it and took them all out.
Oh, my God. Man. This is an utter catastrophe. Been waiting for one of those. It's been quite a while.
Why do I never remember that when I'm putting these stories together? Disturbing footage shows the animals, which have scorch marks on their stomachs, lying in a row on a farm in Texas after a thunderstorm. It's pretty wild looking because they're all laying on the ground with their legs turned up. Rancher Bobby Woody.
Bobby Woody.
Yeah, said that it was one of the wildest and craziest things he had ever witnessed. He said when the lightning hit, it had such a strong voltage, it basically jolted one cow in the middle of the field. Bobby Woody said that he made the grim discovery on his farm a few days after the storm had passed. Video shows the bloated cow's carcasses covered in flies, some with their legs sticking up into the air.
Dear God.
Poor Bobby Woody and
poor
his
Bobby. I lost a whole bunch of cows that day.
Yep. Can you eat those afterwards? I mean,
that's probably, what I was wondering.
Probably right away.
But yeah, but they were rotting, right?
They sit there for a few days.
Yeah, a few days. Okay.
Yeah, as long as you, clean them properly.
Well, I'm just thinking, just trying to make lemonade out of dead cows. Which is weird. You should just make hamburger out of them.
You got to assess those cows.
When Mike gives you dead cows.
Yeah, make lemonade.
Make lemonade if you can. Sit back and enjoy.
Dead bloated cows.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A jury convicted William Wasmond on Thursday of both first-degree murder and aggravated battery after he was charged earlier this year for the death of Jess Spicer. Listen to how this happened. Testimony during the trial showed that a man who lived nearby found Spicer deceased on Wasmond's property. Wasmond had set up a booby-trapped shotgun, which fired and struck Spicer when he tried to enter a shed on the man's property.
Yeah.
Wiseman's defense argued that he did not set the gun, but had frequently griped of theft and on the property and highlighted evidence to suggest that Spicer went there to steal. Prosecutor Matt Gotten had contended it didn't matter so much why Wasmond set up the gun to fire, but that he did, and it ultimately killed someone. One of the state's primary witnesses said that he was present the day Wassman set up the booby-trapped shotgun. The witness testified that Wassman told him about it as he was loading things from the shed into his truck, and the witness told several people about the trap and his concerns. After the verdict, Spicer's family and friends held back tears and gave hugs. So, yeah, I mean, you really can't set something up lethal, you know.
You could have it shoot upwards.
As a deterrent, but, yeah. So.
I mean, when I, my machine gun rigs at home, Preston,
yeah,
they shoot up.
Okay, that's
they're
a
not,
good idea.
I'm not having them shoot through the door. I'm not an idiot.
A Scottish woman was left mortified after her vibrator started buzzing in her suitcase on the airport carousel as she stood with her family waiting for her luggage. She was forced to turn off her sex toy in front of everyone at arrivals in Cyprus.
Sorry, it's my dildo.
She tweeted, came to Cyprus on a family holiday and we were waiting for our suitcases to come out after our flight. My case comes right out of the corner in front of everyone and bzzz, loud as F.
Do you admit to that or you just say, I'm a terrorist?
The post has gone viral, being liked over 12,000 times. Explaining the reason for taking the piece of equipment abroad, she said, I'm in a room for 2 weeks, which only me and my boyfriend are in, with a laughing emoji. So,
did I tell you about, I was out to dinner with my family a couple of weeks ago and my son was like, hey, what's that on the ground? And I thought it was a lipstick. And I picked it up, and it was a vibrator.
I think I remember that. Yeah,
like it was like a little pill vibrator.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Gosh.
Like a silver bullet type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Had you rubbed it on your lips at this point?
No, but so the girl that was sitting there, that I wasn't with these people, her purse was open, and it had fallen out of her purse.
My God.
Question, Kathy, if that was you, what would you have done?
I would have died. I probably would have pretended like it wasn't mine.
No, 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 no. If you were in my shoes and you picked it up.
Oh, my God. I would have ran to, like, disinfect my hands immediately.
I tapped her on the shoulder. I said, I know this. I think this is a little embarrassing, but this fell out of your purse.
This is a true story?
This is a true story.
What'd she say?
Dude, like, she was like, oh, okay, thanks.
There you go.
Yeah. And that was it.
Are you sure that's what it was?
Yeah. It was, I mean, I don't know what else.
Did it say quip on it?
Did not say quip on it. Yeah, Kathy. I know my vibrators, Kathy.
You know your pocket vibrators. Oh, I can't believe you touched it.
Man, wait, I thought it was lipstick. I thought it was lipstick. That's why I picked it up. I did go wash my hands after that.
Of course you did. Yeah. I think my inclination would be not to embarrass her and just leave it there.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Retrospect, I should have done that, but.
Or you know what? Take it, package it, and re-gift it for Christmas.
She was probably thankful that you gave it to her, so. All right, well, here's one thing you can't actually get at Target, and that's a dead body rolled up inside a red carpet. Two men used a Target shopping cart to push a corpse through the streets of Harlem. God.
That is not what Target is for.
Early Thursday, as captured in surveillance video. The footage shows the two men on either side of the cart, both wearing baseball caps as they push the body down the sidewalk. The man walking backward repeatedly turns his head as he works with the other man to try and drag the cart down the sidewalk. At one point, an early morning bike rider rolls by oblivious. Hours later, a passerby on his way to the gym for his morning workout spotted the body because he noticed 2 feet with socks that were protruding from the carpet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ticky, ticky, ticky.
The witness called the police, who found the unconscious and unresponsive man with signs of head trauma and wrapped in a cardboard box inside of the carpet. Yeah, it's messed up.
Can you get that through Amazon?
Medics responded, and the man, whose identity was not immediately known, was pronounced dead at the scene. Let me see here. How about this? A man in New Zealand, in Auckland, brought a clown along to a redundancy meeting with him. Now, this is essentially, it was a review, and they were going to fire him. He brought a clown along with him and admits that the move was a touch unusual. Joshua Jack says his opportunity to do something different came after receiving an email from his employer informing him of, quote, bad news. We're having a meeting to discuss your role. He said, I thought it's either a promotion or worse, and I thought it's best to bring in a professional, and so I paid $200 and I hired a clown.
Who says bad news when they're giving you a promotion?
Yeah, exactly. Jack was working for an ad agency, FCB, at the time of the meeting. Despite losing his job, he said it was a positive experience. He said, I mean, I did get fired, but apart from that, it was all smooth running. Jack says the clown lightened the mood by making some balloon animals, a unicorn and a poodle, It was rather noisy, he said, him making balloon animals, so he had to tell him to be quiet from time to time.
Mm.
He said it was nice to spice up the meeting and that his bosses could see the humorous side of it. They fired him anyway.
They got to waste money on a clown.
Jack has since found another job. He starts at the DDB agency on Monday. And his advice to anyone in the same situation as he was, he said, I definitely recommend Joe the Clown. He's one of the best around.
All right.
Has recommended him.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.